Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This week we're going to talk about Bullock. There's an old Jewish joke about the itinerant preacher who had only one sermon in his arsenal, and that sermon was on Bullock. And so every time he got up to speak, he would begin his speech by saying, "Is this week Parsha's Bullock?" And when the people would answer no, he said, "Well, since we mentioned Bullock anyway, I might as well talk about him. But this week is Parsha's Bullock, so we can certainly talk about him." The Parsha of Bullock, which contains the blessings of Bilaam, is really the paradigm of the genteel anti-Semitism in the world. Bullock has got the direct approach. Bullock wants to destroy the Jewish people. He hires Bilaam, who is a mercenary, a hired gun. But Bilaam is much more discreet. He is much more elegant about it. And he blesses the Jewish people. You know, all sorts of wonderful blessings. But underneath the blessing is the obvious intent that he's cursing them. And that's why it says that the Lord took the blessings of the curses of Bilaam, rather, and converted them into true blessings, even though Bilaam didn't mean them as true blessings. There's another story that's told about two women in a small town in Eastern Europe that they pretty much disliked each other, and they would curse each other every day, say terrible things to each other. And the rabbi of the town, it was the day before Yom Kippur, he could bear it no longer, so he called them in, and he said, "Tomorrow's Yom Kippur, everybody has to forgive everybody. I want that from now on, instead of cursing, if you have anything to say to the other person, it should be a blessing." So it was Erev Yom Kippur, there in the rabbi's house. They really had no choice, so they begrudgingly agreed. After Yom Kippur passed, and they were walking home from the synagogue the night after Yom Kippur, one turns to the other and says, "You know, Bela, you should be blessed, but you know what I mean." Well, so we know what Bilaam meant. So all the high-sounding, highfalutin words don't necessarily cover up the true intent of the person that says them. We live in a world like that, too. We have a world of a great deal of hypocrisy. Nice-sounding words, human rights organizations, etc., etc. And these are used mainly to cover up the curses that they intend to inflict upon those who don't meet their standards or they don't like them, and especially the Jewish people, and to a great extent the State of Israel as well. Can't do anything right. So Bilaam poses for us a model. And Moshe warns the Jewish people to be very careful of Bilaam's statements and blessings. It's almost naive that we would believe Bilaam. But it's nice to hear it, right? It's nice to hear that you're the greatest, even if you know that they don't mean it. But the rabbis say better the reproof of someone who likes you, such as Moshe, and then the compliments of someone who hates you, such as Bilaam. And that's a long, long lesson in Jewish history. I repeat it over and over again. We are witness to it in our time as well. That we have to be wary of false compliments, certainly of high-sounding words and noble phrases, all the great destroyers of the world, especially the last century, all start out by having wonderful slogans. I mean, how can you be against it? So the most repressive governments in the world call themselves the People's Republic or the Democratic Republic. All of these things were amply illustrated in the story of Bullock and Bilam. And so therefore, this story is really very relevant to our times, and it should speak to us in wisdom and in patience.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Balak.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.